Welcome to Chasing Greatness. Fired up you're with us today. Really pumped about this week. We're getting focused. We're working on our work this week. And I'm really excited that you're here to hang out with us. And you're working on your work. You're trying to get better today. We have asked you three questions yesterday. Not going to spend a lot of time on it today. Just going to build on what we talked about. We're talking about focusing more. And yesterday we gave these three powerful questions that help us get started on our work. The first question is, what am I trying to accomplish today? That today was a big emphasis we said yesterday. It's like we got to lock in every day on what it is we're trying to do. And then secondly, the question is, why does it matter? Why does it matter? Why does whatever you're trying to do today, why does it matter? What's the importance behind it? And then the third question yesterday was, who's it for? Who's it for? It gives us a chance to focus on really who it is we're trying to help. Maybe it's ourselves. Maybe that's all we're trying to do today. Well, that's great. But hopefully your mindset is, let's make the world better today. Let's do something great for the people around us. So today, I want to give you three more questions. Again, I'm not going to spend long with you today. I think your time would be well spent taking these three questions and answering them. And the first question today, I think this is the question maybe. What is my priority? What is my priority? Now, priority, we've said this before, it's a singular word. I hear people say all the time, I've got a list of priorities. No, you don't. You have a priority. You have one thing that you can do. You may think you have a list of priorities, but if you've got a bunch of priorities, you really don't have a priority. Priority is singular. It's one area where you say, this is my number one thing I'm doing. I'm focused on this. I'm knocking it out of the park. I'm going to get this done. And I like having that mindset every day of what I'm trying to accomplish today. Well, I'm going to need a priority. Ultimately, I'm going to lead to a strategy, right? I need a strategy, but that priority is going to be the first step I'm going to take toward accomplishing what it is I'm trying to do today. So what's your priority today? Have you named it? If you know what the number one thing to do is today, if you don't get anything else done, you go home today and you say, this happened, you're going to feel really good about that. But if you get home today and there's probably something on your list, maybe you don't even have a list, but there's something in your life, if you don't get it done today, you know you're going to carry it with you. You're going to be emotionally frustrated. You're going to carry the weight of it, and it's still going to be undone. We've said before, what's undone oftentimes is harder than what needs to be done, meaning the emotional weight of carrying something day after day after day. We think it's important. We say it's important, and yet we don't really make it a priority. We don't do it. It's the thing. Let's get that done today. So number one thing, what's my priority? Here's the second question. We're working on the work, so how will this priority, whatever it is you're doing, how will it grow the business? How's it going to grow the business today? Your business should be getting better. And if you're working for somebody, you should be making their business better. You shouldn't be checking your messages and playing on Facebook and messing around. We get so distracted. It's so easy. How is your priority today going to grow your business? Let's lock in on this mindset that we're here to make the business better. And when the business gets better, assuming you're in the right business, it's going to make a lot of things better for a lot of people. It's going to make your team better. It's going to make the environment better. It's going to make things better for your customers. How is this going to grow the business? Lock in on that today. And then the third question, I think this is a huge question that we don't ask enough, is how will I measure success? What is the number that's most important? Maybe you ask it that way. How am I going to measure success? How do you know if you won or not? And it might even be something intangible. We'll talk about this more as the week goes on. But it might not be a number on a scoreboard, but I hope you do have a scorecard. I hope you have a scorecard. You go to a ball game, there's a scoreboard. They're measuring success. Well, if you go to your business, I hope you have a way to measure your work today. But one of the things you can do to measure might be to think about it a little outside of the numbers. It might be to think of it, again, intangibly. And I've used this before. I've talked about this before, but I've said before, are we helping another person win? The best organizations in the world, the ones that excel at execution, when we did the research on this, we did a bunch of work on this a few years ago with our Win Every Day content. And I'm actually going to be teaching that today in an organization. I'm fired up about that. But they're doing an execution workshop today. It's going to be great. But one of the things we learned was that the best organizations, the people in those organizations, help others win. So when you think about how you measure success today, I would encourage you to think intangibly, did you help somebody win today? I've said this before. I was going to start down that road a minute ago when I got off on the workshop. If I get to the end of my day and I lie down, I put my head on my pillow, and I can't think of who I helped win today, I'm not sure that I won today. And so that's just one of the things I'm doing to measure success. Did I help somebody win today? Hopefully this is going to help you win today. That'll be huge for me if I can feel like today this content's helping one person, it'd be great. Well, when you think about your work today, how are you going to measure success? I hope you have some metrics. I hope you have a P&L. I hope you have all that stuff. That's great. But at the end of the day, I hope you also can lie down and say, you know what? I helped some other people win today. And if you did, I think you're going to be successful. So that's it today. What's your priority? How's it going to grow your business? And how are you going to measure success? If you can lock in on those three questions, build on yesterday's, you'll be focused on really making the world a better place. Not just chasing greatness, but helping other people be great. We're going to be back with you tomorrow. I got three more things. I think these are huge. When I think about communicating with others, these are three questions I ask. If you're speaking to people, if you're doing anything where you're in front of people, you got a meeting, these questions will really help you tomorrow, but they'll also help you in business. They're going to help you if you're creating products and you've got customers out there, these questions will help you focus as you try to add value to those around you. All right, love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow for more Chasing Greatness.